He led the way. When there was question of getting the society's constitutions approved, and there were serious doubts as to whether they would get approved, he ordered the priests, just a handful, to offer 3,000 masses without asking how long it would take. I don't care how long it takes. 3,000 masses. Well, they said them. Thanks to those masses, the order was approved. And to top it off, the only religious order in the history of the church that has been approved not only by the Pope, but by a solemn ecumenical council, the Council of Trent. And ever since, every priest in the order is orders. Ignatius started the pattern to offer what amounts to about 4 masses a month for the intention of the general. Since we have about 17,000 priests, that means 17,000 times 50 masses offered each year for the Society of Jesus and her multitudinous, desperate needs. My Mass yesterday was for Father General's intentions. The Mass, therefore, is the most powerful means we have to obtain the graces we need. It is a sacrifice of prayers. In other words, it is a sacrifice of adoration. Adoration of the Divine Majesty. We adore the Divine Majesty and Christ in His human nature, because Christ was and is priest as man. As I've had more than one occasion to, not deliberately, but happen to trip some of our scholastics who hadn't studied their theology well enough. In what nature is Christ the priest? And he better say in his human nature. Or, if he doesn't extricate himself, he flunks. It's the human nature of Christ, Jesus as man. We as human beings offer the Mass, Christ His, we ours, in acknowledgement of God's greatness compared to our, shall I say, littleness, our nothingness, His wisdom compared to our plain, crass, stupidity, His goodness compared with our wickedness, His holiness compared with our unholiness. Now, what bears saying is that God not only desires this, He demands it. God demands adoration. We might say the Mass as a sacrifice of praise is the first commandment of the Decalogue lived out in the Christian world. But now what deserves more elucidation? You might say to yourselves, well, why go through a sacrifice, any sacrifice, and least of all the Eucharistic sacrifice, as an expression of adoration. Behind the explanation of why stands something that is so deep and ultimately impenetrable that only God fully understands it. But in ways best known to Him, He wants us to acknowledge His divine majesty, His Godhead, if you wish, by our consciously and deliberately giving up, putting away, destroying. The theological word is immolating. Something of ourselves, which of course we like. Something that, well, we call either us or part of us. I hope I will be clear here, because in a way this is the heart of what the Mass is all about. Being human and having such a propensity to self-sufficiency, God demands, as proof and evidence of our sincere adoration, that we give up, prove our contingency, which means our total dependence on Him, by letting go, I repeat, destroying, putting away, or as the old Romans did with their precious wine, pouring it out, or as the Hebrews did, slaying the sheep and oxen, and allowing their blood to spill over the altar. I hope this is clear, because it's here that the essence of sacrifice consists. It is that we somehow immolate ourselves. As evidence of our truly acknowledging God's wholeness and our nothingness. And this kind of acknowledgement, God, I repeat, requires. The difference, of course, and what a difference, between other sacrifices, say those of the old law, and this sacrifice, is that it is not only we who are doing this alone, but God, who became man in order, listen, He became man in order that He might make a whole burnt offering, a holocaust of His humanity. And by dying, prove He is man, and wants us to join in that acknowledgement of God's total greatness and of our total and utter dependence. So that any reluctance on our part, thank God we are not so conscious when we do it, but any reluctance on our part to give up of ourselves to God is a failure in this acknowledgement. The Mass is a sacrifice of gratitude. There is, as we must have heard more than once, such a thing as thanks thinking, which frankly, a lot of people stop with. Somebody does them a favor and they feel grateful. Well, thanks. Others go further. They also express their gratitude in words. And that's better. But better than thanks thinking or thanks saying is thanks giving. So that in gratitude for all the good things that God has done for us, I hope I'll be clear. So what do we do? In acknowledgement of all the good things that He has done for us, we do good things for Him. Now you might say we can't give God anything. Well, yes and no. Truly we cannot enrich God, otherwise He wouldn't be God. God needs nothing, but saying that is not the same as saying that God does not want nothing. He wants us to do good things in order to show our appreciation for the good things He's done for us. How instinctive this is in the human heart. Christmas cards are a notorious example. People keep a checklist of the people they have received cards from the previous year. So, they will send cards to the person who gave them greetings the year before. One of the deepest instincts in human nature is to do good to those who have done good to us. Right? So, the sacrifice of the Mass means that we not only, of course, assist at the Mass, but that we live it by doing good things for God. Why? Well, just because God has been so good to us. And we don't ask any further questions. Finally, and in a way, summarily, the sacrifice of the Mass is the great sacrifice of love. We know, of course, what love means. It means seeking to please the one we love. It means giving oneself to the one we love. Well, in the language of all nations and understood by all peoples is the fact that when the love is genuine, it is shown in sacrifice. So much so that if I claim I love God and I do not sacrifice for Him, my love is not genuine. It is here especially that in joining myself with Christ in the Mass, I give myself up. In Christ's words, I deny myself, which is not just mortification, and least of all, say, just mortification of the body or of the palate. It is the total giving up of myself to the will of God. So that then I live out the sacrifice of the Mass as an oblation of love to the extent to which I surrender my will to the will of God. That's real love. All else is either derivative from this, or it is not love. One final observation. Each of the aspects of the Mass that we have gone through in what was really a short time to cover a vast panorama of faith should be for all of us a distinctive motive for not only attending Mass or even just living the Mass, but of growing in holiness through the Mass. There are many ways of doing this. May I just suggest that in every Mass we attend, we reflect, even if it's just for a moment, on which one or more of these perspectives, which one of these is my special motive for this Mass? Some people are in the habit of spending a week or even a month on uniting themselves with Christ in the Mass as a sacrifice of gratitude, or again as a sacrifice of petition. Then they specify petitions. It is well to be definite, particular, specific, in order that both our assistance at Mass that we attend and the almost 500,000 Masses that are offered throughout the Catholic world each day might obtain for us what God wants to give us, the fullness of His grace, through the principal channel of salvation that He has given us, the reenactment of His own sacrifice on Calvary, to be reenacted and by us relived every day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.